Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 13th edition of Alice nella città and the 10th edition of Rome Film Fest. I'm with Mark Osborne, director of The Little Prince, Il Piccolo Principe, screening here as a special event. So why do you think that we all love The Little Prince?
Well, you know, I think what's amazing about the book is, and what we were trying to capture in the film is that, you know, we all have a child inside of us. We were all once children, no matter what age we are, whether we're currently a child or we were once a child. That is something that connects us all. And that idea is so powerful in the book, and we wanted to make that a part of the movie, that, you know, the important thing as you grow up is not to... it's not about staying a child, but it's about remembering your childhood and staying connected to that more innocent part of yourself. So the little prince becomes sort of an embodiment of the spirit of what it means to be a child. And his example really can help remind us of our own childhoods. And so I think it's just that extraordinary power that the book has that we wanted to try to capture in the movie.
Did you embark on this project because it wasn't portraying the book? It was an homage to this book and what it meant for all of us.
Well, I wanted to... When they first asked me if I wanted to make a movie out of the book, I said, it's impossible. I said, you cannot. The book is too special to people. It's incredibly special to me. And I just said, we cannot begin to give everybody... the way they imagine the book. It's just, it's too many different interpretations. And then I started to realize that maybe we could actually create an homage and create a character that of the little girl to give us someone who would imagine the book. And then we're seeing her imagination of it, her interpretation of it. And then we can appreciate the book through her eyes. And that's, I like to think of it as like if your friend loves the book, but they interpret it differently, you're going to have a conversation with your friend. It's going to create a dialogue. So I really hope that the movie creates a dialogue with people who have their own interpretation of the book, and now they see her interpretation. Or maybe you've never read the book, you know, and now it becomes an initiation. And that was something that was very special. The book is about connecting people. It's either shared with somebody or someone shares it with you. And that's powerful. And so I wanted to make the movie about how the story can be shared and how it can change your life.
Why did you use two different kind of animations, computer graphics and stop motion?
Well, I love when different types of animation creates a different feeling in the audience. It's almost like increasing your toolbox, your storytelling toolbox, you know? And so I'm always looking for ways to use different techniques to be expressive in different ways. And so this became a perfect way to protect the book by making the passages of the book in a different handmade, very precious technique of stop motion and using CG to create reality. So really, the two different techniques are sort of a commentary on grown-ups and children and you know, being an adult and being a child. And I just found it as a great way to be expressive and to help tell the story emotionally. So the audience really feels the two different techniques, and you can feel something's going on, even if you don't know why it feels different, you know.
Since this was a very important book to portray, what was the hardest part of the process?
Well, the hardest part was to say yes, because I spent about 9 months really trying to figure out if I could go down this road and if I could come up with an idea that I thought would sufficiently protect the book. So the hardest part was actually going, okay, I think we can do this. But really, capturing the spirit of the book and you know, I wanted everything in the movie, not just the passages from the book, to feel connected deeply to the book. So I think the hardest thing was really just trying to stay very true to that mission and very true to that idea of, like, protecting and connecting everything as much as possible. I can point to anything that's in the movie and show you where it originates in the original story. And I hope that people will do that, you know, and see it again and again and see all the little links and... because we worked very, very hard to really make it deeply connected, you know.
How did you work on the music?
Music is such an important part of the film. And in animation, music and sound, the sound design that the sound designers come up with is so crucially important to help tell the story. And I actually wasn't sure how to approach the music. And that's why I went to my friend Hans Zimmer, who I worked with on Kung Fu Panda, and I said, how do we do this? I really, really know there's a special thing to be done. And Hans said, this can't sound like any other animated movie. It can't sound like any other movie. It has to be just the only sound for this film. And he wanted it also to sound very French. And he didn't want there to be songs and score. He wanted everything to be blended together. And so it was his idea to work with Richard Harvey, his co-composer, but to bring in Camille, the singer, who did both the songs in French and English, and created, I think, an incredible soundscape for the movie that I think is so delicate and so nuanced, but it's very much captures the soul of the little girl and the soul of the little prince. So I'm really amazed at how it came out and how it sounds. And yeah, you know, Hans is a genius. He's so brilliant about creating and working with a team and making something very unique to a film.
Thank you, Mark Osborne, director of The Little Prince, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città and Rome Film Fest for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.